This is based on a assignment I give my students to write a Carmina Figurata poem, which is kind of a fancy Latin way of saying a concrete poem. It's a poem where the shape of the poem is kind of representative of the subject. But I always tell them, you know, use this with caution. If you're writing a poem about rain, try to come up with something a little bit more inventive than a shape of raindrops, you know, on the page. Or if it's a sad poem, don't write a poem with a sad face on it, you know, kind of thing. Don't make your words in the shape of a sad face. So my charge to them was to come up with an unusual shape, something that you haven't seen before on the page. So mine was spare ribs. I read a poem in the shape of spare ribs, and this is called Why I Crave Ribs Tonight. Baby, don't even come near me with that napkin. Just let me at each bone, slick and sweet with smoky sugar sauce. See all the steam when I nudge the meat off with my tongue? It's the only kind of cloud we see this lemonade day in June. All this driving, and I need to feel food in my hands. No knife or fork tonight. I want to burn my lips just enough, but not too much it hurts to kiss. And that reminds me of the glowing heart inside of me, how each rib curves around, locks tight in neat snaps along the back. Make your hand like that around my small wrist and lead me to the bathroom. Stand with me in the shower and feel the tender spot just underneath my ribs. Lift my hands above my head and trace the space bone, space bone, space bone down my sides with a blue bar of soap. Let this be the only way I'll ever come clean. Thank you so much.